But first, Matt, you have an announcement.
I do, and it's not a major announcement. Well, it might be, depending on how you want to see it. But this will be my last regular Laura on Sunday. Oh. I've taken the decision because, obviously, I have my new job now that takes up a certain amount of time in my week. I am funded for support from PAs and carers and things from Monday to Friday. So there are things around my job that I also need to do, like fitness and well-being, medical appointments, swimming, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And to fit everything in, plus have time with my family and have enough rest so that I'm ready for the following week as well. It's just getting a bit of a struggle to fit everything in. And in the end, John, as I'm sure you'll be aware, I ended up thinking, what would Laura do? Because I know that when I started in local radio in Surrey in 2009, you and Laura were a big influence and a big support. You were a big support to get me to Radio Woking. You both did all you could to get me on air when I couldn't get on air through lockdown. And then we developed Zoom and working from home while the school had some issues. So it's been a real honour and a real privilege to do the show that bears her name and is in her memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she would end up thinking, you've got all this new stuff going on in your life. You're going to move between now and Christmas. You're going to start a new chapter and new care support there. Get all that sorted, your life settled and calmed down. And then if you've got time, come back to the show.
Yeah, and you're always welcome here, Matt. But yeah, I get that. You know, life kind of, you know, takes over sometimes, and there's other stuff, priorities, things change. We'll miss you though, Matt, on Sunday mornings.
But I also thought there's also some great young presenters like Rosie. You have Simon coming in regularly. You have Shay. There's our colleague James as well. There's lots of other people around that, if I'm not around, could take the seat next to you and give you a hand as well.
So absolutely.
I'm hopefully leaving the show in a very good place.
I think you are.
In very good hands.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all your work on the show over the last few years. It's been it's been an honour, isn't it, sort of working with you and bringing the show and keeping Laura's memory alive, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't speak highly enough for the type of person that Laura was, the friend she was, and how she helped me out, particularly in radio, both in hospital radio and then latterly getting me into radio, working along with yourself, and then supporting me while I was here and through the early parts of what came into be lockdown and working from home. So it's been a real honour and a real privilege, and I hope we've done her proud, and I hope she's still resting in peace.
I think we have, and I think, you know, 3 years after her passing, you know, we still have a show, it still bears her name, still Laura on Sunday. So, you know, that's part of her legacy. She set this up, and we're just custodians of it, really, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to leave it in the right way and at the right time. I didn't want to have to get really, really busy where I couldn't give my best to the show.
Yeah.
And do my best for her, because then I wouldn't be honouring Laura or the show. So.
Okay, well, Matt, you know, thank you for me for everything you've done to help me sort of keep Laura's memory alive and to keep the show going. It's been really good, and I'm sure we can still listen to your breakfast show on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I'll still be there with Simon on what is now called AM Mayhem.
Oh, you come up with a name.
The name people chose.
Okay. And, you know, you'll be able to have a lion on a Sunday and you'll be able to eat more baked bean sandwiches.
Yeah, and you never know. In periods of holiday or quieter times, like over at Christmas and things, I may well turn up and go, John, move over, I'm coming in.
I should play Wrecking Ball at this point, shouldn't I? Matt came in like a wrecking ball. Oh, what, no.
No, it's not Wrecking Ball, it's just Matt's turn
yes,
up for work.
It is, yes, absolutely. No, it's been good. It's been good. It's been a journey over the last few years. And, you know, I'll still be here on a Sunday morning. And like I say, there'll be new voices working with me on the show, but the show will continue. And, we'll sort of speak
and
to you.
And even when I can.
Yeah.
Particularly in the year when life outside of work and things is a bit more settled and I've moved house again and stuff, I'll look at whether I can come back and how often I can come back. And
So we've got 51 minutes left of the show. You're staying till 12, I take it. You're not off.
I am doing the one final show. I did plan to be there today, except whatever virus I picked up in the last 24 hours got in the way.
Well, yeah.
I am going to be here for the next 50 minutes or so.
That's good.
And I'm going to see how Shay's got on with his various trimming. And make sure that's got on.
I want to make sure Shay's all right. I think I just spoke to him and he's just to check that the trimming had finished. And, you know, I'm just imagining toenails and fingernails flying everywhere. Hopefully not in his sandwich or anywhere near his Sunday roast. But we'll find out. Shay is going to join us.
We also talking ice cream, which is the best pudding after a sandwich, to be honest.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. A baked bean sandwich and a Mr. Whippy afterwards. I mean, that's living the high life, isn't it?
That is. You don't need anything else.
I want to take you back to 1994 now. How about this one? Bit of doop-doop.